at the time, our yield on transistors was pretty low. I remember the particular day that we raised the yield from 1% to 2%. But we had barrels and barrels of transistors that didn't quite make it. Sometimes we would have transistors that, let's say, didn't look normal. One particular time, we never could figure out what happened, but the HFE factor was super high. They were practically every one of them in this big lot was over 180 to 200. And the normal limits, gosh, I don't remember what it was on the 45, 2 and 45. But it's, you know, suspect or whatever, they would end up going in these barrels. They were out of specs so far that we wouldn't sell them. We didn't trust them. Well, we were gathering all these barrels, and I knew there were a lot of hobbyists, and granted there was a CK-722, but GE didn't have anything to offer. You know, because the 245 was probably, oh, I would say $3.50, $4, you know, time it got to the hobbyist. So I talked to the marketing guys and the product planner. I said, why don't we introduce a transistor with much lower specs than, you know, meets our normal thing, aim strictly as a hobbyist. And we have minimum HFEs, you know, and minimum breakdown voltage, which would be quite a bit lower than our normal, I think 30 volts or whatever the 45 was. Believe it or not, they weren't too interested at first. I kept pressuring the guys, and they knew that I was a hobbyist. Finally got them convinced, and so I ended up writing the spec sheet, and we started selling them.